Yeah, I think on the tax issue, it's the assessor makes a determination, we hear the appeal, and if somebody doesn't like it, they go to the tax commission. I mean, I think that's just kind of the process. So, and we're a citizen board, so the commissioners didn't want to do this for some reason.
And I just wanted
to ask also, I'm not trying to pick you out in particular,
okay, sure.
But you've made statements over the past few days that as a realtor, you make profits off of selling to people from out of town who want to get vacation homes to do nightly rental. And so that's actually, of all the people, you're the one where the money would go in your pocket if this, for more sales of that kind of stuff is what kind of implies.
So
are you recused from this also or no?
I would say no. Here's why. Because when you look up the state statutes and who they look for to be members of the BOE, which are appointed by the commission, it says they want assessors, realtors, attorneys, bankers. So all of those parties right there at some level benefit from the transactions of sales of real estate, whether you're assessing a property, whether you're selling a property, whether you're financing a property, or whether you're doing the contract on a property. And as a whole, I mean, on single ones, there might be somewhere where I need to recuse myself, and I have in times past. Okay. But as a whole, I do not.
Right.
Any more than the county commission does.
Right. So if there is a personal connection such as what you just talked about, Greg Baker, and Greg may not think he has to, but it sounds like he probably would.
So are we the first one of the shoot that's discussing this?
Welcome.
As a hearing?
It's like the first kid, you know, my first kid. Got lots more spankings than the last kid. Last kid, we're tired. Yeah.
Oh, I'd be interested to see the last 500 person, how this will go.
Yeah.
Well, we appreciate you trying to do the right thing, because there's some people
absolutely
don't. So we appreciate you trying to do the right thing, and it's a tough decision. It's just like in a courtroom that the judge has a tough decision to make sometimes. We don't know where that's going to go yet, but we still have some more discussion to have about this generally. We'd like to table it until Friday. You can, if that's all right, and you don't have to appear, but we just want to. We're going to see Greg again tomorrow afternoon. We'll probably have more discussions about this, and if that would be okay, you're welcome to come back.
So will it be Friday afternoon at 1? Same time concept as this?
What is our time? I mean, we had a lighter number on. No, we had a lighter number next week. We don't have a light number, do we?
We don't have a light number.
So, but here's the deal. We're going to be encompassing this with another set of nightly rental folks. Who?
Tomorrow, Friday.
Okay, Friday.
And do you have the two dockets that I could see?
David, can you guys just send all of this to the state tax commission? And
we could. We could do anything. We could deny everybody, and they could all appeal. But
right.
But the commissioner.
But I don't think that's doing our duty. So we're gonna do something.
Because like they said, they're not quibbling over their value. If that was a difference, if the value was a thing.
No, this is all classification.
But it's all classification.
I bet 99% of all these appeals that deal with this kind of property are going to be classification. I would bet. I doubt many of them are going to be value. There might be some.
We've got 62 tomorrow.
Wow. Do you have, can I?
Do we have bunches of them again, like these people have 10 or 12?
I'm certain we have nightly rentals on that list for tomorrow.
Do you guys have any conflicts coming up in July? These next few weeks is
our oldest son is getting married in Italy in July. So
not July.
Everybody's kid gets married in Italy.
Yeah. No,
no. I'm so sorry. No, he's getting not getting married in July. No.
We just hope we're going to move into our new home that we've been rehabbing for a year. So we're hoping.
We're here. No, we're here.
Okay.
I was thinking September.
So the properties we're talking about, none of these are ones you actually live in yourself, though, right?
Sometimes we do.
We have to.
Our kids do, family does.
I'm just saying, on your personal residence, have I got that in your file?
We can put it on the following week.
Okay.
Our personal residence is not
yet. By then. Let's put it on the following week, Wes, can we?
Or are you talking about the second to the last week, or are you talking about?
We've got 3 days next week again, right?
Yeah, next week we have the 21st, 22nd, 23rd. And then the 26th through the 31st or the 30th is open yet.
Let's keep it open.
That's what we're trying to do because we have a lot of work to do.
Do we have any on, do we have any of this on the 20th?
No.
That's what, okay.
No, let's say the 22nd.
We have to be able to work at least one day a week. Maybe two would be great.
Let's say the 22nd. Do you want to shoot for the?
Okay. I mean, I think we'll have an idea what we're going to do on these.
Is that a Thursday? If I'm
that is a Thursday, the 22nd.
Okay.
So
sure. What time?
O'clock?
I mean, we probably.
That's the lightest day out of next week.
Right at the moment. 2 o'clock maybe for them, and then
I mean, I would say, why don't we look at doing it right after lunch?
Okay.
So, I mean, just the reality of the situation. So we'll
1 o'clock on the 22nd.
Yes, sir.
All right, we've got it down.
And you did get that one packet that we sent in. That's not the original packet. The one that I just sent in.
Did you email it to me?
I did.
Yeah. Are you Wesley?
Yes,
Wesley, we did.
So
and what was?
I faxed it first, and I got a positive notice that it says success, and I also got a negative one. So that's when I called and said, "Okay, where do I send it?"
I got a fax here. Did you fax everything?
I think that was really just a summary of some of the. I mean, I've got.
But again, this is just classification, right?
Just classification. We're not debating the value of the properties. And just, this is not a criticism, it's just an observation. For each card, we got like 3 and sometimes 4 of these letters in the mail. So
for one property.
There's probably a lot of duplication going on. I've got enough paper to kill a rainforest here.
Well, I have to send one out for the gallery notice that you have in the
meeting. No, we got duplicates.
These are all the notifications of the...
Did it change dates?
The meeting? No, everything's today at 1 o'clock.
On a different property?
No, it's different. Same parcel numbers.
Same.
I mean, we got all of them, but then we got some that we got
here they all
three
are.
Times. Ooh. So this just
thank
paid
you.
FYI. Mm-hmm.
No.
No.
There's
no,
a lot.
They might have added some to the list.
I know. I did have to sorting myself.
Tomorrow we get the
tell. One
great. No, and again, it's not a criticism. It was just an observation. We got a lot of duplicate notices. That's right. That's a good point.
But we also have.
You know that I've had a.
It didn't hurt
my computer
for me next week, and we can.
Had a big glitch in the middle.
But we need to hear some of these.
Yeah. Love technology and we hate it at the same time.
Bless your heart.
Yeah.
I appreciate you.
All right. So we'll just come back on Thursday, the 22nd. Now, it will be like a hearing or just an announcement, or do we know that yet?
If there's an announcement, we'll maybe we can let know. So, I mean, we're going to be here's the deal. I was just looking through the docket. I mean, we're hearing from a lot of folks that are in a similar boat that what you're in right now, and we want to be, at least be able to hear before any kind of decision is made. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
So,
absolutely.
And I think by Thursday of next week that will give them. I mean, I just saw 5. Of, and I know no one's like you, but I mean, you know what I'm talking about. But there's 5 similar type of classification issues. I don't know what we got on Friday, but I know there's a fair amount here. So,
if there's an extent, or for whatever reason, if you're not going to, will someone call us so we know not to come up? if that date arbitrarily.
Well, we'll make it. I think.
Yes, we can do that.
Yeah, we could. If we decide, if we're not going to make a decision that day, that's true.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks for coming in, guys. Robert, Valerie.
Appreciate it. Okay, that deals with how many of these from this afternoon we did?
I think 16. Okay.
They started at 237, is that right? There's one at 237, and then they start again over.
Yeah, they went all the enterprises,
right? I think they're 237 all the way to the end. If you circle the phone number, it's all Valerie's.
It's all Valerie's, but if you look at the 1, 2, 4, 8, 12.
We do have Josh Luttrell, and we have BOE number 233 and 234 to address.
So Valerie.
Valerie Budd is her name.
And they also had the.
They had the rest of them.
But
there are two.
Yeah, the two in the middle, 234 and 233, we've not done.
Correct.
So 237 to 366 was all of his?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I've got 16 papers here with her name on it.
See my drink sitting here right here that you could have had.
I would have loved that. I had yummy donuts. I didn't eat donuts, but I had a Reuben.
Not me.
I got a chocolate shake.
So. You had vegetables.
I had a gas station fruit cup.
So you went over and saw Joe and Eddie for your Reuben?
Yes, yeah, they're great folks. Great folks.
I had a Brandon, so if I get sick, I'm going to call him personally.
I would too.
All right. So Sri Ganesh, LLC, BOE number 233.
234 is on the record. They don't want you to call. They're just wanting y'all to look at it and make a decision off of what he's done.
I assume it's a classification.
234?
I would say so.
Okay, well, why don't we deal with it?
Yes.
Oh, are you 234?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Josh Luttrell?
No.
No, he's 233.
Okay. All right. So let's stick where we're at 233. Is it Mr. Shree?
Yeah, so you're going to say LLC, that's under Beacon Mora.
Awesome. Very good. Well, step up to the podium here. And
he's Bruce.
Yeah. Bruce.
Yes, yeah, my name is Bruce.
Okay. Thank you.
I don't know why he was here.
Do you have something you want to present to us?
Yeah, but well, I mean, this
is the property card.
That's the one it is, and this is the last 3 years what we have been paying, you know, property taxes right here.
So I didn't get his income and expense.
Okay.
I don't think he's just trying to show me what his property tax was. So it was $25,861, uh-huh. and he's showing me the bottom line number here, and the bottom line based off the similar levy. I do need to see what your last year's
2020 His total appraisal was $1,450,000. This year it went to
$2,649,250. Wow.
also in 2013, I think it was 13, 12,
yeah.
All below.